So, I'm gay, and I've been meeting guys, like, online, websites, dating sites, all that kind of thing, for a while now, since probably 2003. It's a worldwide site for men with fetishes. So if you like leather, if you like suits, if you like wrestling, if you like... Probably 2006, I think it was, the summer of 2006, I met this guy... No, it was summer of 2005, the year I graduated college. I met a guy online, and I was kind of getting interested in S&M just to see what it was like. And... this guy I chatted with online, and he was, like, this master, this, like, total top, like, kind of dark side, it seemed, and I didn't really expect that, but we talked throughout the week and got to know each other, and so I decided to meet him one night. I hadn't had my job yet, I wasn't starting till the fall, so it was, like, the summer off, and so I met him. I get to his house, he has this huge, gorgeous house in Lynn. We meet up, and we're, like, getting to know each other, and I'm, like, kind of comfortable just to hook up and whatever. He takes me down to... He has a legit dungeon. And he's wearing, like, camo pants, which really isn't a turn-on for me. I'd rather prefer him in, like, you know, leather or something. Like, a suit. That's one of my fetishes, but not camo gear. But anyway, I'm, like, fuck it, whatever. And we start hooking up, and he basically tells me that from now on, I'm his slave. There's gonna be no, like, there's no English coming from me. He's like, you don't speak anymore. He's like, you're only speaking grunts. One grunt means yes, two grunts means no, three means that you're in trouble and you need help. And I'm like, this is pretty fucking serious. Like, this is real sketchy, but I'm gonna go with it. And he puts me in, like, full-on rubber gear, ties me to a pole, starts telling me that it's called the knowledge pole, which is wicked weird to me, and I'm just, like, not really into that. I'm like, you're taking this a little too serious. Like, trust me, I like crazy sex, you know? And so he starts, like, leading me around, doing crazy, just, like, putting me in a sling, like a sling that he has, like, this leather throne that he wants me to, like, worship him on. And there's, like, a collage of porno pictures in the background with guys with, like, swastikas tattooed on them, piercings. And just, it's crazy to me. I'm like, this is not my thing, but why am I still here?
Did you feel safe?
No. It at first I did, which is why I agreed to this. You know, I got to know him over the week and felt okay about it. And the time kept going on. He had, like, a 3-disc CD changer playing, like, horrible, horrible, like, dark techno music on repeat. He's like, you're not going back to the real world after this. Like, and he's like, I'm gonna, like, punch you in your face so you have, like, bruise. And he's like, I'm going to tattoo you, and you're never going to go back to a real job. And I'm just like, I can't take this at this point, you know? So I'm just like, look, I'm not into it. And it's just weird. Like, he's so sketchy to me at this point. And now I don't feel super safe.
Yeah.
Yet, I'm tied up. I can't really do anything. I can't speak. And he takes out, like...
Are you gagged?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gagged, completely. He takes out a baseball bat and starts, like, threatening me, and I'm just like, this is wicked sketchy, like, I don't want to be part of it. It gets worse, trust me, it gets way worse, and this guy starts threatening me. He's like, I'm gonna bash your head in, like, you're not going back to a real office job, you're nothing, you're just an animal, and I'm just like, wow, dude, like, wow. And now, at this point, I'm in my mind, since I can't talk, I'm just like, I want to burn this motherfucker's house down. Like, this is wicked bullshit. You know, like, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
And he gets up, and he, like, smokes a butt, and he's just like, I'm gonna get going and go to work, and I'll come back, and then I'll untie you or whatever, and we can continue. And I'm just like... nope, like, grunt 3 times, you know, not staying here. That's wicked unsafe. Like, the first rule of, like, doing bondage is you don't let someone leave the room, you know, let alone the fucking house. This crazy motherfucker wants to go to work. I'm like, no. And I'm like, wait, what time is it? I came over on Thursday night. Why are you going to work? So he's just like, all right, are you sure you're okay? You wanna get up, drive home? And I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. Like, he unties me, ungags me, everything. And I'm just like, I'm fucking done with this at this point, you know? The weird thing is I was kind of enjoying some of the aspects of it, besides the fact that he was a nutcase. I mean, I skipped tons of details, but I'm covered in Sharpie. He wrote on me, like slave and, like, pig and, like, doodles and all this bullshit.
Did you like that?
Yeah. Like, I go up and get cleaned up, and I'm just like, God damn it, I'm covered in Sharpie. This shit is the worst.
Yeah.
And whatever, I clean up to my best ability, and I go home, and I turn on my phone, and I've missed tons of fucking phone calls. Like, my friends are like, Richie, I thought this was your sister's wedding day. Like, where are you? We were supposed to be going together. Like, but that was the following week. He was just like, where are you? Like, why haven't you been home, like, all night? Where are you? Want to hang out today, like, after we get off work? And I'm just like, what time is it? And I look, and I've been gone for 15 hours. 15 hours. And I don't even think about this anymore. Like, I go back, the summer goes by, and it's a little crazy this happened, but I'm just like, whatever, I'm over it, it's fine. I start my job in the fall, and my friends and I like to pass time on boring work days. We do, like, email club. My friends all know that I'm gay and, like, kind of, like, weird with a little bit of fetishes and just picky taste, like, older men, etc., etc. My friend Dan emails me this link, and he's like, dude, I know you're weird and stuff, but I'm glad you're not into this type of stuff. And it's an article, and it's about this guy from London who likes to get tied up and, like, breath controlled and all that stuff, which I think is wicked dangerous. You shouldn't fuck with that. If you do, you really gotta be safe about it. This dude from London comes over to visit with a guy over the weekend that he met online. Guy ties him up, puts him in a closet, gags him with, like, only a straw out of his mouth to breathe, which is so sketchy. Why would you, how does that turn you on? Why would you ever do that? You know, it's so sketchy. So the article is about this guy, and he goes and plays with this guy and gets tied up, put into a closet. And it turns out the guy left, comes home, finds the dude's straw fell out, dead, buries him in a forest, goes to Walmart, and shoots himself in a parking lot. And this dude was that guy that I hooked up with. I, like, almost, like, I shake whenever I tell the story. It's wicked sketchy to me. It's so sketchy. And I emailed back. I was like, dude, I hooked up with that dude.